I seek refuge in Allah from Satan, the expelled from his mercy. Alif Lam Ra. This is a book whose verses are perfected and then presented in detail from one who is wise and acquainted, through a messenger saying, "Do not worship except Allah. Indeed, I am to you from him a warner and a bringer of good tidings," and saying, "Seek forgiveness of your Lord and repent to him, and he will let you enjoy a good provision for a specified term and give every doer of favor his favor. But if you turn away, then indeed I fear for you the punishment of a great day. To Allah is your return, and he is over all things competent." Unquestionably, the disbelievers turn away their breasts to hide themselves from him. Unquestionably, even when they cover themselves in their clothing, Allah knows what they conceal and what they declare. Indeed, he is knowing of that within the breasts. And there is no creature on earth but that upon Allah is its provision, and he knows its place of dwelling and place of storage. All is in a clear register. And it is he who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and his throne had been upon water, that he might test you as to which of you is best indeed. But if you say, "Indeed, you are resurrected after death," those who disbelieve will surely say, "This is naught but obvious magic." And if we hold back from them the punishment for a limited time, they will surely say, "What detains it?" Unquestionably, on the day it comes to them, it will not be averted from them, and they will be enveloped by what they used to ridicule. And if we give man a taste of mercy from us, and then we withdraw it from him, indeed he is despairing and ungrateful. But if we give him a taste of favor after hardship has touched him, he will surely say, "Bad times have left me." Indeed, he is exultant and boastful. Except for those who are patient and do righteous deeds, those will have forgiveness and great reward. Then would you possibly leave out some of what is revealed to you? Or is your breast constrained by it because they say, "Why has there not been sent down to him a treasure or come with him an angel?" But you are only a warner, and Allah is disposer of all things. Or do they say, "He invented it"? Say, "Then bring 10 surahs like it that have been invented, and call upon for assistance whomever you can besides Allah, if you should be truthful." And if they do not respond to you, then know that the Quran was revealed with the knowledge of Allah, and that there is no deity except him. Then would you not be Muslims? Whoever desires the life of this world and its adornments, we fully repay them for their deeds therein, and they therein will not be deprived. Those are the ones for whom there is not in the hereafter but the fire, and lost is what they did therein, and worthless is what they used to do. So is one who stands upon a clear evidence from his Lord like the aforementioned, and a witness from him follows it, and before it was the scripture of Moses to lead and as mercy. Those believers in the former revelations believe in it, but whoever disbelieves in it from the various factions, the fire is his promised destination. So be not in doubt about it. Indeed, it is the truth from your Lord, but most of the people do not believe. And who is more unjust than he who invents a lie about Allah? Those will be presented before their Lord, and the witnesses will say, "These are the ones who lied against their Lord." Unquestionably, the curse of Allah is upon the wrongdoers, who averted people from the way of Allah and sought to make it seem deviant, while they, concerning the hereafter, were disbelievers. Those were not causing failure to Allah on earth, nor did they have besides Allah any protectors. For them the punishment will be multiplied. They were not able to hear, nor did they see. Those are the ones who will have lost themselves, and lost from them is what they used to invent. Assuredly, it is they in the hereafter who will be the greatest losers. Indeed, they who have believed and done righteous deeds and humbled themselves to their Lord, those are the companions of paradise, they will abide eternally therein. The example of the two parties is like the blind and deaf, and the seeing and hearing. Are they equal in comparison? Then will you not remember? And we had certainly sent Noah to his people, saying, Indeed, I am to you a clear warner, that you not worship except Allah. Indeed, I fear for you the punishment of a painful day. So the eminent among those who disbelieved from his people said, We do not see you but as a man like ourselves, and we do not see you followed except by those who are the lowest of us and at first suggestion, and we do not see in you over us any merit. Rather, we think you are liars. He said, O my people, have you considered? If I should be upon clear evidence from my Lord, while he has given me mercy from himself, but it has been made unapparent to you, should we force it upon you while you are averse to it? And O my people, I ask not of you for it any wealth. My reward is not but from Allah, and I am not one to drive away those who have believed. Indeed, they will meet their Lord, but I see that you are a people behaving ignorantly. And O my people, who would protect me from Allah if I drove them away? Then will you not be reminded? And I do not tell you that I have the depositories containing the provision of Allah, or that I know the unseen. Nor do I tell you that I am an angel, nor do I say of those upon whom your eyes look down that Allah will never grant them any good. Allah is most knowing of what is within their souls. Indeed, I would then be among the wrongdoers. They said, O Noah, you have disputed us and been frequent in dispute of us. So bring us what you threaten us, if you should be of the truthful. He said, Allah will only bring it to you if He wills, and you will not cause Him failure. And my advice will not benefit you, although I wish to advise you. If Allah should intend to put you in error, He is your Lord, and to Him you will be returned. Or do they say about Prophet Muhammad, He invented it? Say, If I have invented it, then upon me is the consequence of my crime, but I am innocent of what crimes you commit. And it was revealed to Noah that no one will believe from your people except those who have already believed, so do not be distressed by what they have been doing. And construct the ship under our observation and our inspiration, and do not address me concerning those who have wronged. Indeed, they are to be drowned. And he constructed the ship, and whenever an assembly of the eminent of his people passed by him, they ridiculed him. He said, If you ridicule us, then we will ridicule you just as you ridicule. And you are going to know who will get a punishment that will disgrace him on earth and upon whom will descend an enduring punishment in the hereafter. So it was, until when our command came and the oven overflowed. We said, Load upon the ship of each creature two mates and your family, except those about whom the word has proceeded, and include whoever has believed. But none had believed with him, except a few. And Noah said, Embark therein. In the name of Allah is its course and its anchorage. Indeed, my Lord is forgiving and merciful. And it sailed with them through waves like mountains. And Noah called to his son who was apart from them, O my son, come aboard with us and be not with the disbelievers. But he said, I will take refuge on a mountain to protect me from the water. Noah said, There is no protector today from the decree of Allah, except for whom he gives mercy. And the waves came between them, and he was among the drowned. And it was said, O earth, swallow your water, and O sky, withhold your rain. And the water subsided, and the matter was accomplished. And the ship came to rest on the mountain of Judi. And it was said, Away with the wrongdoing people. And Noah called to his Lord and said, My Lord, indeed my son is of my family, and indeed your promise is true, and you are the most just of judges. He said, O Noah, indeed he is not of your family. Indeed, he is one whose work was other than righteous. So ask me not for that about which you have no knowledge. Indeed, I advise you, lest you be among the ignorant. Noah said, My Lord, I seek refuge in you from asking that of which I have no knowledge. And unless you forgive me and have mercy upon me, I will be among the losers. It was said, O Noah, disembark in security from us and blessings upon you and upon nations descending from those with you. But other nations of them we will grant enjoyment. Then there will touch them from us a painful punishment. That is from the news of the unseen which we reveal to you, O Muhammad. You knew it not, neither you nor your people, before this. So be patient, indeed the best outcome is for the righteous. And to Ad we sent their brother Hud. He said, O my people, worship Allah. You have no deity other than Him. You are not but inventors of falsehood. O my people, I do not ask you for it any reward. My reward is only from the one who created me. Then will you not reason? And O my people, ask forgiveness of your Lord and then repent to Him. He will send rain from the sky upon you in showers and increase you in strength added to your strength. And do not turn away, being criminals. They said, O Hud, you have not brought us clear evidence, and we are not ones to leave our gods on your say-so, nor are we believers in you. We only say that some of our gods have possessed you with evil. He said, Indeed, I call Allah to witness, and witness yourselves that I am free from whatever you associate with Allah, other than Him. So plot against me altogether, then do not give me respite. Indeed, I have relied upon Allah, my Lord and your Lord. There is no creature but that He holds its forelock. Indeed, my Lord is on a path that is straight. But if they turn away, say, I have already conveyed that with which I was sent to you. My Lord will give succession to a people other than you, and you will not harm Him at all. Indeed, my Lord is, over all things, guardian. And when our command came, we saved Hud and those who believed with him by mercy from us, and we saved them from a harsh punishment. And that was Ad, who rejected the signs of their Lord and disobeyed his messengers and followed the order of every obstinate tyrant. And they were therefore followed in this world with a curse and as well on the day of resurrection. Unquestionably, Ad denied their Lord. Then away with Ad, the people of Hud. And to Thamud we sent their brother Salih. He said, O my people, worship Allah. You have no deity other than Him. He has produced you from the earth and settled you in it. So ask forgiveness of Him and then repent to Him. Indeed, my Lord is near and responsive. They said, O Salih, you were among us a man of promise before this. Do you forbid us to worship what our fathers worshipped? And indeed we are, about that to which you invite us, in disquieting doubt. He said, O my people, have you considered? If I should be upon clear evidence from my Lord, and He has given me mercy from Himself, who would protect me from Allah if I disobeyed Him? So you would not increase me except in loss. And O my people, this is the she-camel of Allah. She is to you a sign. So let her feed upon Allah's earth, and do not touch her with harm, or you will be taken by an impending punishment. But they hamstrung her. So he said, Enjoy yourselves in your homes for 3 days. That is a promise not to be denied. So when our command came, we saved Salih and those who believed with him by mercy from us, and saved them from the disgrace of that day. Indeed, it is your Lord who is the powerful, the exalted in might. And the shriek seized those who had wronged, and they became within their homes corpses fallen prone, as if they had never prospered therein. Unquestionably, Thamud denied their Lord. Then away with Thamud. And certainly did our messengers come to Abraham with good tidings. They said, Peace. He said, "Peace," and did not delay in bringing them a roasted calf. But when he saw their hands not reaching for it, he distrusted them and felt from them apprehension. They said, "Fear not, we have been sent to the people of Lot." And his wife was standing, and she smiled. Then we gave her good tidings of Isaac, and after Isaac, Jacob. She said, "Woe to me! Shall I give birth while I am an old woman, and this, my husband, is an old man? Indeed, this is an amazing thing." They said, "Are you amazed at the decree of Allah? May the mercy of Allah and His blessings be upon you, people of the house. Indeed, He is praiseworthy and honorable." And when the fright had left Abraham and the good tidings had reached him, he began to argue with us concerning the people of Lot. Indeed, Abraham was forbearing, grieving, and frequently turning to Allah. The angel said, "O Abraham, give up this plea. Indeed, the command of your Lord has come, and indeed there will reach them a punishment that cannot be repelled." And when our messengers, the angels, came to Lot, he was anguished for them and felt for them great discomfort and said, "This is a trying day." And his people came hastening to him, and before this they had been doing evil deeds. He said, "O my people, these are my daughters, they are purer for you. So fear Allah and do not disgrace me concerning my guests. Is there not among you a man of reason?" They said, "You have already known that we have not, concerning your daughters, any claim. And indeed, you know what we want." He said, "If only I had against you some power, or could take refuge in a strong support." The angel said, "O Lot, indeed we are messengers of your Lord. Therefore, they will never reach you. So set out with your family during a portion of the night, and let not any among you look back, except your wife. Indeed, she will be struck by that which strikes them. Indeed, their appointment is for the morning. Is not the morning near?" So when our command came, we made the highest part of the city its lowest, and rained upon them stones of layered hard clay, which were marked from your Lord. And Allah's punishment is not from the wrongdoers very far. And to Madian we sent their brother Shu'aib. He said, "O my people, worship Allah. You have no deity other than Him. And do not decrease from the measure and the scale. Indeed, I see you in prosperity, but indeed I fear for you the punishment of an all-encompassing day. And O my people, give full measure and weight in justice, and do not deprive the people of their due, and do not commit abuse on the earth, spreading corruption. What remains lawful from Allah is best for you, if you would be believers, but I am not a guardian over you." They said, "O Shu'aib, does your prayer command you that we should leave what our fathers worship, or not do with our wealth what we please? Indeed, you are the forbearing, the discerning." He said, "O my people, have you considered? If I am upon clear evidence from my Lord, and He has provided me with a good provision from Him, and I do not intend to differ from you in that which I have forbidden you. I only intend reform as much as I am able, and my success is not but through Allah. Upon Him I have relied, and to Him I return. And O my people, let not your dissension from me cause you to be struck by that similar to what struck the people of Noah, or the people of Hud, or the people of Salih, and the people of Lot are not from you far away. And ask forgiveness of your Lord, and then repent to Him. Indeed, my Lord is merciful and affectionate." They said, "O Shu'aib, we do not understand much of what you say, and indeed we consider you among us as weak. And if not for your family, we would have stoned you to death, and you are not to us one respected." He said, "O my people, is my family more respected for power by you than Allah? But you put him behind your backs in neglect. Indeed, my Lord is encompassing of what you do. And O my people, work according to your position. Indeed, I am working. You are going to know to whom will come a punishment that will disgrace him, and who is a liar. So watch. Indeed, I am with you, a watcher, awaiting the outcome. And when our command came, we saved Shu'aib and those who believed with him by mercy from us. And the shriek seized those who had wronged, and they became within their homes corpses fallen prone, as if they had never prospered therein. Then away with Madian, as Thamud was taken away. And we did certainly send Moses with our signs and a clear authority to Pharaoh and his establishment, but they followed the command of Pharaoh, and the command of Pharaoh was not at all discerning. He will precede his people on the day of resurrection and lead them into the fire, and wretched is the place to which they are led. And they were followed in this world with a curse, and on the day of resurrection, and wretched is the gift which is given. That is from the news of the cities, which we relate to you. Of them, some are still standing, and some are as a harvest mowed down. And we did not wrong them, but they wronged themselves. And they were not availed at all by their gods, which they invoked other than Allah, when there came the command of your Lord. And they did not increase them in other than ruin. And thus is the seizure of your Lord when he seizes the cities while they are committing wrong. Indeed, his seizure is painful and severe. Indeed, in that is a sign for those who fear the punishment of the hereafter. That is a day for which the people will be collected, and that is a day which will be witnessed. And we do not delay it except for a limited term. The day it comes, no soul will speak except by his permission, and among them will be the wretched and the prosperous. As for those who were destined to be wretched, they will be in the fire. For them therein is violent exhaling and inhaling. They will be abiding therein as long as the heavens and the earth endure, except what your Lord should will. Indeed, your Lord is an effector of what he intends. And as for those who were destined to be prosperous, they will be in paradise, abiding therein as long as the heavens and the earth endure, except what your Lord should will, a bestowal uninterrupted. So do not be in doubt, O Muhammad, as to what these polytheists are worshipping. They worship not except as their fathers worshipped before, and indeed, we will give them their share undiminished. And we had certainly given Moses the scripture, but it came under disagreement. And if not for a word that proceeded from your Lord, it would have been judged between them. And indeed they are, concerning the Quran, in disquieting doubt. And indeed, each of the believers and disbelievers, your Lord will fully compensate them for their deeds. Indeed, he is acquainted with what they do. So remain on a right course as you have been commanded, you and those who have turned back with you to Allah, and do not transgress. Indeed, he is seeing of what you do. And do not incline toward those who do wrong, lest you be touched by the fire. And you would not have other than Allah any protectors, then you would not be helped. And establish prayer at the two ends of the day and at the approach of the night. Indeed, good deeds do away with misdeeds. That is a reminder for those who remember. And be patient, for indeed, Allah does not allow to be lost the reward of those who do good. So why were there not among the generations before you those of enduring discrimination forbidding corruption on earth, except a few of those we saved from among them? But those who wronged pursued what luxury they were given therein, and they were criminals. And your Lord would not have destroyed the cities unjustly while their people were reformers. And if your Lord had willed, he could have made mankind one community, but they will not cease to differ. Except whom your Lord has given mercy, and for that he created them. But the word of your Lord is to be fulfilled that I will surely fill hell with jinn and men altogether. And each story we relate to you from the news of the messengers is that by which we make firm your heart. And there has come to you in this the truth and an instruction and a reminder for the believers. And say to those who do not believe, work according to your position, indeed we are working. And wait, indeed we are waiting. And to Allah belong the unseen aspects of the heavens and the earth, and to Him will be returned the matter, all of it. So worship Him and rely upon Him, and your Lord is not unaware of that which you do.